Hello, good morning. Easter and the 40 days of Lent that lead up to it are a bit behind us now. And those who fasted or abstained by giving up a favourite food or drink or some activity will have returned to their old habits. When I first started getting into spirituality, a good few years ago now, I wasn't too keen on this giving up or self-renunciation, which tends to be at the heart of so many religions and philosophies. I was pretty happy with a nice house, wife, children and dog. But my spiritual hero, the 19th century Hindu monk and mystic, Vivekananda, regularly preached renunciation. As he put it, "Until we have conquered the desires for enjoyment, the truth will not shine from us." But it was Sufism, the mystical side of Islam, that helped me to get the concept of renunciation into balance. Although for them, renunciation or self-denial becomes a step towards perfection, they point out that to sacrifice or give up anything in life which one does not wish to give up is of no use. This sacrifice, this renunciation, is a natural thing that grows in one as one evolves. For instance, a child may cry for its toy at one stage in childhood, but when it gets older, it's quite willing to give away this toy that once it had cried for. The possessions we acquire on our life's journey can weigh us down and make the journey uncomfortable. When we realize this, it's easier to come to terms with offloading some of them to lighten our load. Lent was a time when we may have temporarily made some form of self-sacrifice and felt some benefit from it. But for a more permanent self-sacrifice, I leave the last words to Vivekananda. He says, "Christ, Buddha, and the Hindu philosophy of Vedanta all say we must come to perfection in time, and renunciation is a path to perfection." Here's a short poem by Sri Chinmoy. "Renounce, renounce. If you do not renounce, then your dark attachment world will, without fail, either in the near future or in the distant future, drown your stupendous glory." Goodbye.